From Michigan Radio, this is Stateside, and this is our Spring Fun Drive. I'm Cynthia Canty. The landmark 2012 Clean Air Act was the nation's first action that focused on greenhouse gases with the goal of cutting greenhouse gas emissions in half by 2025. Margo Oge was the EPA's director of the Office of Transportation Air Quality. She helped to shape this law. And she was at the University of Michigan for Earth Day today, talking about her new book, Driving the Future, Combating Climate Change with Cleaner, Smarter Cars. Margo, you were right there during all the push and pull as the 2012 Act was being crafted. And at that time, we heard concerns environmental mandates would kill jobs, hamper American industry. And here we are in 2015, employment's up, auto sales are booming. So that didn't happen.
Yes, Cynthia, first of all, thank you so much for having me over today. You know, for decades, and I was at the Environmental Protection Agency for 32 years. So from the beginning of my career at EPA, for decades, what I heard and what all of us heard is that, I mean, the science was screaming at us for decades, you know, trying to compel us to act. So it wasn't really until President Obama came to the office, and actually he was in the office for 2 weeks when he called another of us to visit with him, where he gave us two executive orders that started the process. But the main reason for inaction is because there has been so much politics when it comes to climate change, to the science of climate change. Despite the fact that 97% of all the peer-reviewed studies, I mean, that's a lot, 97%, have high confidence that we humans are responsible for changing the climate. And changing the climate is affecting every part of the planet, and we're seeing it happening. We don't have to wait another 20, 30 years to see the impacts of climate change. And under President Obama, we took the first historic action to reduce carbon pollution from cars starting 2012 to 2025 by 50%. This is equivalent of removing about 80 million cars from the road. And we're saving 2 million barrels of fuel on a daily basis. This is half of what we are importing as a country from OPEC. And on the top of this, the consumer is saving money at the pump, regardless how inexpensive gasoline is. And personally, I don't expect the gasoline prices to stay as low as they are, given the volatility of gasoline. But we're saving money, and the country's saving about $1.7 trillion.
And so, I know that you even talk about your concern, even though gas prices are low, that you're worried about that cycle of global bust caused by oil prices going up and down. What do you see looking ahead as the most viable alternatives to petroleum-derived fuels?
Well, clearly the science is telling us that we have to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 80% in 2050 from the 2005 levels. The translation for cars by 2050, must be zero carbon pollution. What really it means is that our cars should be electric powered with clean energy, fuel cells, lightweight materials. And by the way, Cynthia, it's not just the U.S. that is acting. 75% of all new cars introduced in the planet today have some form of greenhouse gas emission requirements. And by 2025, all these requirements will convert. So if the U.S. wants to continue to be competitive in the marketplace, we must continue to innovate with cleaner, less polluting, more efficient cars for the future.
Margaret, do you worry that the lower prices at the pump has caused the public to lose its appetite for cleaner vehicles? They're saying right now sales of new EVs and hybrids are at the lowest level since 2011.
Yeah, well, like, you know what is interesting? Despite the fact that we have low gasoline prices, according to a recent study that I saw from J.D. Powers, the number one criteria that the consumer has when they go to buy a new car continues to be fuel economy, because the public overall understands that it's not the upfront cost that they need to think about. They need to think about the total cost of ownership. And they're still remembering what happened in 2007 and 2008. So although the prices of gasoline are low, and yes, you see more SUVs, but even if you buy an SUV today, I mean, there is a very high likelihood that the SUV that you're going to buy today is going to be cleaner, less carbon polluting, and you're going to save money at the pump because of the fuel economy greenhouse gas standards that went into effect in 2012.
Margo Oge's book is Driving the Future, Combating Climate Change with Cleaner, Smarter Cars. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you, and happy Earth Day.